Last question. What are the references to Mas Selamat in the play about? And was it a main theme or was it just an accent?
It wasn't a... It was just a if you want to say a parallel universe lah, that we kind of create. And the similarity between Mas Linda and Mas Selamat is the idea of being an outcast. That's it, you know. We're not even talking about the idea of, you know, rebelling, you know, or rebellion, or, you know, against a certain whatever. So yes, we are responding to Mas Selamat. We even run into some issues with the authorities about, like, okay, what are we advocating here? You see, what are we, you know, are you saying that, you know, you agree with Mas Selamat and things like that? And of course, you know, people talk, you know, online and things like that. So at the end of the day, that's why I say my conscience has to be clear. Our conscience has to be clear. We have to be honest. This is the work that we're gonna do, and you know, we're not stepping, you know, someone's line or something like that, or, like, you know, we're not trying to again create controversy. But true enough, like, you know, I think also because the issue of Mas Selamat has gone for quite some time. If it's like, you know, like a week after Mas Selamat been captured, or, you know, he, you know, his escape, and then you state something like that, then, you know, it will be a different treatment, you know. People will respond differently. But because, you know, over time, people has everyone has healed, everyone has moved on, and you know, and we take that healing process along the way, and it's interesting how, like, you know, they see how, you know, that it's so, I mean, it's quite quite apparent lah, the image of Mas Selamat in Mas Linda, you see, but they managed to reconcile, and they managed to, like, forgive, and, like, you know, there's nothing that they wanna kind of there's nothing for them to attack, actually, because we are just making that reference of someone being an outcast, and yeah.